All right, let's call the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It's 1:36 on Tuesday afternoon. We're a little out of sync because this is not our normal day for meeting. I want to thank senators for showing up, Senator Schauer, Senator Wilkowski, Senator Costello, and myself. And I understand that Senator Kelly is on his way. We'll be here shortly. We have several things to do. This last meeting should have been our last meeting, and my apologies for canceling it the way I had to. We ran into, totally unrelated to this, another issue. So I just, it was time demanding. 208 was on our schedule. That's a trust and a trust bill, powers of appointment. The HB 123 I'll bring up first. I'm going to lay aside House Bill 208. For those of you who are online to testify, my great appreciation for those who have spent in an awful lot of time, inordinate amount of time, trying to put this together, but I have struggled to find a place where we can agree on a committee, on the pathway forward, and where even our industry is struggling. So I'm going to ask those who have been so heavily detailed in it that they work with me as a chairman and with Senator Costello as a chairwoman from Labor and Commerce to see if we can find a pathway forward over the next 8 months. We're going to take up 123, then we're going to go to 259, which is the confining vehicle loads. We'll take up supportive decision-making agreements, which is House Bill 336, and we'll bring up House Bill 44, which is the Legislative Ethics, Voting, and Conflicts Bill. With that, we're going to take up House Bill 123 at this point. House Bill 123 came before us last time. Will you put that on?
Yep.
Senator Wilkowski, did you get this amendment Q.2?
Yes.
We talked about it last time. We asked the sponsor if she was okay. We wanted to give her plenty of time to look at it. She has indicated that she's supportive of it. Does anybody want to have that confirmed by her testimony? All right. Would you make a motion to adopt amendment number one, we'll call it?
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt amendment number one, Q.2, before the committee.
And I'll only object so that we can have it explained a little bit. Jordan, could you take a minute? Because I think we did not go through that process last time, and this is a way of looking at the what is proposed. Did we actually have you lay it out before us?
Through the chair, for the record, Jordan Schilling, staff to Senator Coghill. We did go through it briefly.
Okay. Is there any questions then? All right. I'm sorry for getting you up here. I had forgotten that. Sorry. A lot of details crowded in the old brain. Is there any other objection to this amendment? I'll remove my objection. Therefore, we adopt amendment number one. That will bring the Senate CS for House Bill 123 Judiciary as amended before us. Is there any other discussion on House Bill 123?
I just have a comment.
Sure.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to say we've had a couple bills go through the session this year related to transparency in the for the public in terms of how to address rising costs of health, and I think that this bill, along with some others that we've seen, are a good first start to give that transparency and swing the pendulum towards the consumer being a little more informed. Probably none of these bills are perfect, but I think they're all a good start in that effort.
Yes, thank you. I totally agree. Also, the committee would like to welcome Senator Kelly. Senator Kelly, we just adopted amendment number one to House Bill 123. Now we're asking for a motion to bring the bill for us.
I move Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 123, Judiciary, as amended from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Is there any objection to moving House Bill 123 as amended from committee with the individual recommendations? Thank you to Representative Sponholz. I think Alaska is going to do well under this law. Hearing no objection, then we'll move 123 from committee as amended. I'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Senate Judiciary Committee back to order. Thank you so much for your time and attention. Next, we'll take up House Bill 259. We have the sponsor with us here, Representative Stutes. We had her introduce it the last time, go through the sectional. We talked about some of the penalty issues. We adopted a CS that took care of one of the issues. Is there any question for Representative Stutes at this point on this particular bill? Make a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 259, Judiciary Version Gulf, from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Any objection to moving Senate CS for House Bill 259 from Judiciary? Seeing no objections, then we'll take a brief of these while we sign that paper. All right, we'll come back to order. We're going to now take up House Bill 336, which has the Governor's Council on, the supported decision-making. And I do have one person, Art Delane, who is with the Governor's Council on Disabilities and wanting to do a testimony. And I did not close testimony, if I remember correctly, on this particular issue. So we can go ahead and take a few moments for testimony. Art, is it Delane or Delune? Are you on mute? Jordan, is there anybody in the room that wanted to testify? We did. So why don't we hold off on Art for a second and have in the House testimony. So you're in the room. Please come forward, put your name on the record, and give us your testimony on this, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jane Andreen, and I'm a volunteer advocate with AARP, and I'm here to speak out on behalf of AARP in support of this bill. AARP has been, here in Alaska, has been actively engaged with a partner in the WINGS project, which is the Working Interdisciplinary Network of Guardianship Stakeholders, and as such is looking at various alternatives to the more extreme guardianship that currently exists here in Alaska. So by looking at alternatives, the AARP has had input in this particular bill and supports the way it's written. While supported decision-making has been very important in the disabilities community, we are seeing as our population ages, which means more and more of us are at risk of developing Alzheimer's and various dementia diagnoses, that this is a very important tool to keeping people engaged, surrounding them with the people that they trust to help them make decisions as their diseases progress. I just want to share briefly that in my family, we've had a family member in another state at the age of 65 was just recently diagnosed with frontal lobe dementia. And his immediate family is now working with their doctor to set up an informal assisted decision-making team. But it's just really key as we watch the quick progression that he is going through, that people be there to help support his wife and support him as this disease takes over. So, basically, we are very much in support of this. We will be continuing to look at other options that can help in this progression in the continuum. There we go. Of care that people can use as they deal with the different disabilities and diagnoses in their life.
Thank you. And I'll just make a personal comment. I am now a power of attorney for my dad. And this might have been an option that we would have taken earlier. At this point, the power of attorney is probably the more important part. Mm-hmm. But the first 10 years or so, this kind of a decision might have been something we'd have gone to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Did you put your name on the record again?
I'm Jane Andreen. Yes.
Jane Andreen. Okay. I wanted to make sure that our recorder got that. And then we have Art Delane in Fairbanks. Art, are you able to hear us?
I can hear. Can you hear me now?
Very fine. Very well. Art, why don't you go ahead and put yourself on the record and give testimony.
Thank you. I apologize. I was having some phone problems. But my name is Art Delane. I am from Fairbanks, and I am a member of the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education. I support HB 336 because that adds supporting decision-making agreements as an option to guardianship in Alaska. Supporting decision agreements are planned and written by a set process with supporters that are chosen by the person who wants the support. These valid agreements will have specific ways that supporters will help with the decisions and will have safeguards to protect the well-being and independence of adults with disabilities. Supported decision-making is a way for adults with disabilities to continue to develop independent living and decision-making skills. It allows for an individual to take control of their life and make informed decisions. It builds on the person-centered planning process often used in special education programs and can be used as a way to continue with transitioning youth educational development beyond the age of 22. I am a guardian for my 24-year-old son who experiences both a developmental disability and mental health disability. Although I have the authority to make decisions for him, he and I have always discussed decisions and came to an agreement before the decision is made. This process has always worked well for us, as well as several other guardians that I know. Supporting decision-making would be a great option for my son. It would empower him and give him more control over his life. When my son turned 18, I wanted to avoid judicial involvement in the cost of guardianship, but I had no other option but to become his guardian and make decisions for him. I was told that if I did not become his guardian, organizations like medical providers, Alaska Senior and Disability Services, and Social Security would not share information with him. I would not be allowed to be involved in some aspects of his life. Under full guardianship, my son loses many rights, including the right to choose where to live and work, vote, consent to medical treatment, and more. Many people in Alaska who have guardians are able to make informed decisions with assistance and do not need full guardians. They want to be in charge of their lives. Under guardianship, that right has been taken from them. Our guardianship system in Alaska is overworked and stressed. Public guardians have almost three times the workload of the national average. How can a guardian with over 100 wards be effective? Supported decision-making will help alleviate some of the strain on our guardianship system. Supported decision-making not only gives the autonomy to people with disabilities, but also reduces the cost to Alaska court system. The passage of House Bill 336 will allow a person the opportunity to have a voice in how they direct their lives. Research shows that people who have made decisions about their lives are more involved in the community and more likely to report satisfaction with their lives. Control of your life brings about empowerment, self-determination, and a positive mindset. I encourage you to support House Bill 336 and pass this bill into law as soon as possible. Thank you very much for allowing me to testify.
Thank you very much, Art, for taking the time to come to testify. Anybody else in the room? Anybody else? No? All right. I want to make sure that. So then I'm going to close public testimony. Oh, man. This could be the last meeting, otherwise
the
I
last
think.
Last one hit me.
Before I get another meeting, Mr. Chairman.
Put my hand up.
I think we'll have to have another meeting for donuts.
I like maple bars.
That's my favorite.
Okay. For those watching, if the phone goes off in committee, the rule is you buy the committee donuts. So I don't know that we have to have another meeting to do that.
Do I have to deliver him to do that?
Some money for him.
So public testimony on 336 is closed. Is there any amendments? Did anybody have any amendments for this bill? I hadn't heard of any. Seeing no amendments, maybe we should move the bill. Is there a motion to move the bill?
I move CS for House Bill number 336, Judiciary Amended Version Ralph Alpha, from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Is there any objection to moving CS for House Bill 336, Judiciary Amended, from committee? All right. Take a brief at ease. There, seeing no objection, we'll move the bill. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the document. The Senate Judiciary Committee, back to order. The last issue on today's calendar was House Bill 44. That's the legislative ethics, voting and conflicts. We have the sponsor's staff here today. It was loaded up with the initiative in the last committee referral. I haven't heard of any amendments. Is there any amendments at this point? Let me take a brief recess. All right, let's call the judiciary back to order. We got Representative Gren here. Thanks for running down here and joining us. One of the questions came from Senator Wilkowski. Senator, you want to just go ahead and verbalize your question?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I was curious if you supported the changes.
Sure. For the record, Representative Jason Gren, District 22 in Anchorage, Alaska. My understanding in looking through the changes that were made from State Affairs is that it reflects substantially work that I'm doing as a private citizen on a citizens initiative. Wholeheartedly support all five sections in that initiative, and what it matches within HB 44. Agree with those being proposed as legislation and hopefully into our state statutes. So yes, I do agree with those.
Senator Wilkowski.
So are there any changes between this version and the version that's before the people?
Through my looking through the bill and the initiative, they seem to be very, very similar, substantially similar.
So I can tell you that one of the things that I asked was the same thing to our ledge legal, and you had in the initiative when a lobbyist takes somebody out to a meal, that it had to be a de minimis amount, and our statute had a $15 amount,
mm-hmm.
and they took the $15 amount thinking that it was de minimis enough, and otherwise I think they said it was similar, but that would be the only place where they thought the statutory provisions were enough to say it's different, but it's so similar that it would probably pass the test of sameness. Right. Senator Wilkowski?
What? If this were to pass the legislature, would it be contemplated that the initiative would not go before the people then?
Through the chair, Senator Wilkowski, I think that if signed into law, I believe Division of Elections would need to look and make sure that their understanding, if an initiative and new legislation are substantially similar, that it can remove an initiative from a ballot. And as I think we've testified and made on record already, is that they seem to be mirror images of each other.
All right.
And
Senator Wilkowski.
Well, I guess just one concern is the ability to change this bill. If the citizens vote for it, then it can't be changed for 2 years. But if the legislature passes it, it can come back next session and change it. Just a comment more than anything else. Thank you.
Having been in the legislature for a few years, whether it's passed by the legislature or by the people, both ways, it's very, very difficult to change things back.
It's happened. Minimum wage.
Well, no, it does happen. I get that. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but it makes it very, very difficult. Sure. Question. Senator Costello.
Yeah, thank you for putting this forward. I think these types of issues are really important for the voters. I just wanted you to clarify for the record, though, something that I was concerned about in the original bill, which I don't think exists now, and that would be where it's my understanding that this was brought forward because there was a bill related to oil taxes, and there were two legislators who voted and who worked for oil companies and voted in a manner that would look as if they benefited personally from that because they were employees. And then the voter initiative came through, and I looked up the results of those two districts, and the voters for those in those two districts overwhelmingly supported the manner in which their elected officials had voted. And so had we had on the books at that time a provision that would say, as a citizen legislature, we're not allowed to vote for something, had that been in place, those 60,000 voters in the state of Alaska would not have had a voice in that vote in the legislature, and in fact, it would transfer those voters' voice, and it would basically nullify that. And so I just wanted to make sure that in this version before us, that as a citizen legislature, we're allowed to vote, we're not prevented from voting, we only have to state that there's a potential conflict. So for example, I've been a high school classroom teacher, and if there was a vote related to education, I would stand up and say that I have that experience and that I'm still going to be able to vote. Is that how this legislation works?
Well, Senator Costello, through the chair, initially HB 44, when I brought forth, it had my intentions had zero to do with past history of past votes or past legislation that had been passed. It's something that I had, as a citizen running for election, had always thought that anything that we can do to build trust and build transparency to our voters was just very important to me. So HB 44 didn't come from a place of trying to retaliate or shine a light on previous votes or previous bills. In fact, when HB 44 was originally drafted and put through the House, in my original bill, the scenario that you're referring to and the two particular senators you're referring to would have still been able to vote. It was changed through the committee process and made more restrictive. You know, that's what the committee process is for. But as originally brought forward for me, it would have not precluded those senators from voting based on their relationship with their employer. As you can see now through HB 44, it does become restrictive on who at least rises to declare a conflict. But There's two parts to when an abstention is requested. It's declaring it on the floor, but then also uniform rules allowing for a lone objection to make sure that person does vote. That's not changed in this initiative. So if any conflict is stated on the floor, our uniform rules have stayed the same. That would require a concur resolution, I believe, to change those uniform rules. So this is only In my belief, really clarifying some of our statutes when it comes to conflict, because I think we see not every day, but many times people rise to declare a conflict, and the one that you proposed as being a former school teacher, or even if you were a current educator, currently that does not require you to declare a conflict of interest. Our statute just is it's more vague in that way. So since you don't have you're not working for employment or negotiating employment, there's no conflict. People rise to conflicts now to, I believe they do it to kind of be open and transparent and show the public that there might be a perception of a conflict of interest, even if it's not a reality. But it just is a better safe than sorry. People do that all the time, which I think is great. But the conflict of interest language that we proposed originally was to just kind of more clear parameters on it, I guess. And that's where we started, just a way to continue to build trust and transparency in the public. It's morphed since then, like I mentioned, through the committee process. But I still believe that it allows for citizen legislature because it just is tightening up some of the language of what it means to have a conflict. That's more, I think, consistent with many, many states. We have a conflict of interest statute that's very vague and different than all 49 other states, and so this is putting us into line to something that you see in dozens of states. And we just thought that might be something that might work well in Alaska as well.
Thank you. That's it.
Other questions? All right. No other questions? That brings the House Bill 44 as it's come to us, version N. It's the will of the committee.
I move Senate CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 44, State Affairs, version November, from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Objection to moving the bill? Senate Bill 44 moves from committee with individual recommendations. Please stay in by to sign the fiscal note.
Thank you,
Mr. Grin. This concludes our meeting. This should be the last meeting of the year. Thank you very much. Thank you, committee, for being here today. We're adjourned.